Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
Way News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Both sides are responsible for the near death of the ceasefire, says the Secretary of State. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met today in Geneva with U.N. Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura. Mr. Kerry claimed that both sides of the conflict are responsible for the bloodshed since the purported Syrian ceasefire took place.
So both sides, the opposition and the regime, have contributed to this chaos. And we are working over these next hours intensely in order to try to restore the cessation of hostilities and at the same time to raise the level of accountability that will accompany the day-to-day process of implementing this ceasefire.
UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura.
We are reinvigorating, actually, together between the Russians and the Americans in the UN building the operation center. In other words, we are preparing the mechanism. But the mechanism needs a political will. Otherwise, we would have only a mechanism. But that is actually being started today.
Earlier in the day, the foreign minister of Saudi Arabia spoke with reporters who had asked if both sides were still willing to negotiate. He then placed the blame where he felt it should be directed.
That has been their declared position, so, and I am in no position to question that. But what I do know is that the foot dragging and the obfuscating and the showing of no flexibility has been entirely on the regime side.
For more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Turkish military